Free Fuel. 97.3 Coast FM.
I need a holiday.
Yeah, so do I. And I think I've found the perfect job where you can holiday and get paid to do it.
What is it?
It's called an adventure nanny. So,
isn't that what Mary Poppins is?
Pretty much. You can be Mary Poppins and make, get this right, up to $190,000 a year.
Oh, I like it. So hang on, what do? You have to look after kids on crazy holidays?
Of rich families, pretty much. There's a website called Adventure Nannies where they post, rich families post their ads for nannies to accompany them on exotic holidays. So basically they take you with them on holiday. They go off and do their fun stuff and you stay with the kids and basically live it up.
Which, you know, gets you prepared for what life will be like when you get older, when you actually have kids of your own.
Yeah.
The rest of us can't afford to have people looking after the kids. I like that, though.
But how good is that? You get taken around the world.
Wow.
And paid to do it.
So, obviously, you know, you'd have to be, you know, physically interested, physically, you know, fit. You know what I mean?
Physically interested? What does that mean?
Okay, that was a bit of a word salad. But you know what I mean? That basically, you've got to be someone that's keen to get out and do some physical stuff.
And if you want to get involved, the company is called Adventure Nannies. It was started by Brandy Schultz as a means of supporting her and her broke musician boyfriend, which is now a husband and the lead singer of the Lumineers, Wesley Schultz. So there you go. That's where it came from. So if you want to get involved, Adventure Nannies is where you can go. I just had a quick look. There's a heap of jobs going in New York. So if you're looking to travel.
I know lots of people that have done that kind of stuff. Not in the adventure side of things, but have gone and au-paired and stuff. So
and good money, apparently.
Good money, good experiences, good stories. Maybe worth a look.
All right.
Do you think it'd be okay to leave
your family?
My family behind to go and look after someone else's, or is that not cool? Yeah, I know that's okay.
Just make sure you send them a bit of money. You know.
And a postcard.
Yeah.
Nikki and Zamello's.
It's a very, very
weird world.
Now, if you ever, on the off chance, Nikki, if you ever find yourself trekking in the Namib Desert, that's in Africa.
Right.
And you hear this.
Other than in my head.
Yeah. Because this is, for anyone that doesn't know, Africa.
Oh, yeah, by Toto. Legendary.
You may not be hallucinating.
Okay.
Namibian artist Max Seidenthoff's latest project, Toto Forever, sets out to deliver a never-ending stream of that song booming through the land that it's inspired by. It's very appropriate.
Yeah, yeah.
So in the middle of the desert, imagine seven white boxes in a circle on the sand. On the tallest box in the middle, there's an MP3 player, which has just one song on loop, powered by solar batteries. And obviously six speakers pointing out what's blasting into the desert.
Wow.
There you go.
What is the point?
it's art, Nikki.
Okay.
It's just art.
Hmm.
I think he's popular with the neighbours.
Yeah, the neighbours of the desert.
Okay, tick removal, just quickly. Apparently, don't go tweezers. There is an instrument you can get from a vet. But they've also got, they reckon, advice that if you use scissors, use them as a V, stick them under it and lever it out, like you're trying to pull out a nail.
Yeah.
The health department says you can also spray the tick with insect repellent before removing it, but there is, quote, currently no evidence to suggest this is a benefit.
Okay, so why do it?
I don't know why they'd put that out
Spray it, but probably won't work.
It might not do anything, but look, it won't hurt. Just don't lick it afterwards.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With your reporter, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you, DeMello. Alicia Keys has revealed she's hosting the 2019 Grammy Awards.
Woo-hoo!
The R&B superstar made the announcement with a 10-minute YouTube video.
Clearly excited.
Finding out she got the gig, telling her family, then doing all the backstage work. It's really funny. She's like walking around with a GoPro. She's like an excited kid on holiday. It's so funny.
Good on her.
The 2019 Grammy Awards will be broadcast live from LA's Staples Center on February 10. Now, the first trailer for Spider-Man Far From Home premiered yesterday. Oh. The movie finds Peter Parker, a.k.a. Tom Holland, travelling to Europe with his friends when he receives an unexpected visit from Nick Fury, a.k.a. Samuel L. Jackson. Supervillain Mysterio, played by Jake Gyllenhaal, also shows up to try and ruin Parker's European vacation.
So nice to finally meet you,
Spider-Man.
Nick Fury just hijacked our summer vacation.
Awesome!
We got gifts, Parker, but we have a job to do. Are you going to step up or not?
alone. Your friends are in trouble. What are you gonna do about it?
You don't want any part of this.
I'll tell you what he's going to do. He's going to squirt a web.
Oh, yeah, squirt a web. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Spider-Man Far From Home is in cinemas July 5. Missy Elliott will become the first female hip-hop artist inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Huh. The organisation announced the news earlier in the week, with Missy writing on Twitter how she wants to congratulate all the amazing songwriters who have been inducted into the 2019 Hall of Fame, and that she's humbly grateful to now be inducted as well. She says she loves yous all.
And she's going in there for songwriting.
Songwriting, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And she loves yous all.
Mm-hmm. No, it says love you all. Okay, I made that bit
up. Oh, okay, cool. Fair call.
And just quickly, Selena Gomez has returned to Instagram after 4 months going silent, and thanks her fans for their support. She wrote last year was a year of self-reflection, challenges and growth, and she thanks all her fans for the support after she went into treatment for mental health issues in September.
Nikki and DeMello's
Riddle Me This, Riddle Me That.
Riddle Me This.
Right, all then. So, we've got your chance to go water skiing. Jet skiing.
Jet skiing. You keep saying water skiing. They're called Stag Water Sports.
It's Stag Water Sports Jet Ski Hire. Okay? Now, yes. On the line to have a crack here is Alan from Ravenswood. Morning, Al.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, morning.
Your chance here. We'll put you in the draw for the jet ski experience if you can suss out the tricky ins and outs of this riddle. So run it past us again.
Okay. At a family gathering, there was a mother, father, son, daughter, uncle, aunt, brother, sister, cousin, nephew, and niece.
Right.
But only 4 people were there. How is that possible?
Okay. Well, the two older people there were brother and sister, and they brought their kids along. One had a daughter, one had a brother. One had a daughter, one had a son.
Right, so that would mean brother and sister, mother and father, uncle and aunt, because the uncle and aunt's the kids, brother, sister, cousin, nephew, niece, they're all there, congratulations, Alan.
I didn't think so, well, it wasn't Monday.
Oh, yeah, I tell you what, you've picked a tricky one for the day, but you've done very well. I didn't think you could make an easy way through that, but you've done it.
Well done.
In the draw for the jet ski experience, thanks to Stag Water Sports. Good luck, Al.
Thank you very much.
Nikki and DeMello's 3 things you need to know.
Well, first off, if you're keen for a holiday locally, and I mean in WA, why not Albany? Because What If have named Albany as the runner-up for their Aussie Town of the Year Awards.
Wow, that's big.
Coming second to Port Fairy, which is in Victoria, which is apparently full of people with wings, which is why that was number one on the list.
Place.
It is. It's magical. It's gorgeous.
But Albany's better.
Yeah, well, on their list, no, but we say yes, it is.
Yes.
Yeah. Tomorrow night's Powerball jackpot equals the biggest in Australian history at $100 million.
Wow. Can you imagine? What would you do?
Oh,
I wouldn't know what to do.
I don't know. I'd probably get some ice cream.
I feel like I'd do something similar. Like, it's just so much money, you don't know what to do. You just do something very small.
Yeah, it'd be connoisseur.
Yeah,
it'd be good.
Only
ice cream.
Only the best. Give me the most expensive ice cream you sell.
And stuff it with lobster.
That's $5, thanks. Oh, it's lobster.
Or something. That's expensive too. Create my own freaky world. And looks like we're in for a hot weekend. 30-plus both days in Mandurah, and they reckon 40 in Perth on Sunday.
Ouchie.
So take all of the precautions.
Slip, slop, slap.
There's a bit more to it these days.
Yeah, they've added one, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. Sunscreen.
Shade.
Shirt. Shade.
Must be. Slip, slop, slap. Shade.